This is the Ambrosiano
Radio Show with Holly Breen. Hey, podcasters, last podcast for the year. We went Christmassy. Harley sounds like he gargled razor blades at the top.
I just casually dropped into the work Christmas party.
There is a video of you that's being circulated around the office on the dance floor, which is very
Is there really?
Yep. Creepy dad pointing and drinking beer, standing by himself, smack in the middle of the dance floor, not dancing. Just observing.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
Just like, oh, hey, what's going on here? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you
I
doing?
Think I was the oldest man at that party.
Pretty much.
I hurt my back.
So enjoy this podcast. It's now vintage. Stash it away. The podcast will be returning, though, Jan 15. It'll be me and Ed Cavalier and possibly a third.
Sure.
Who knows? We don't know.
It's going to be a success.
Thanks. Well, even if it's not, we've had fun.
You know, hey, fake it till you make it, mate.
This year's been very hard and good.
Absolutely.
So off you go into the sunset. Podcasters, you have been unwavering in your support, solid, strong.
Yeah, the real fans.
More people listen on the podcast than actually listen live. So thank you for that. And I'll hear you in January, and Harley will... You got things on.
Yeah, I got stuff on. Things are on sale on my website. You've all already bought an amazing amount of tickets. I'm really quite chuffed with that. Good. So thank you very much for the support.
Off you go, stick.
Righto.
Bye.
It's the radio show that's got honours in creative word use.
You do have a potty mouth. I, on the other hand, am very clean.
Oh.
Never swear.
How dare you?
I use the Queen's English.
Maybe her husband's.
Yeah, I do. I use Phil's English.
Hosted by two people who somehow know when enough is enough.
Kimmy, have we filled enough time, doll? Do you need us to keep talking or... Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah, we're done.
Alphabet's next.
And aren't afraid to take you behind the scenes of their relentless work ethic.
It's almost like buying shoes when you're meant to be working.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
I am never on my phone.
This is content, excuse me, that you're on your phone right now. That provided 2 minutes of content. Did it not?
Yeah.
This is the Ambrosiano Radio Show with Holly Breen.
Hey.
God.
No, you're a lunatic.
What? I am a professional.
Harley went to the Today FM Christmas party last night.
I popped in. I had a cup of tea and then I went home to bed.
Oh, my God. Have we got a stand-in for his voice? I didn't go because M.
Oh.
But
I'll do some miming.
Oh, that'll be great.
That's good for radio.
This is the last ever show Harley Breen will be on, and this is how he's going out, and it seems fitting.
This is the, by the way, ever in radio, ever is the last show I'll be on.
Yeah. I'm predicting what's going to happen over the next 3 hours.
Loose. I've locked the door. Oh, I tackled Luke. He can't press the buttons.
Oh, God. Fun. I can. So enjoy that. Enjoy what will be the last 3 hours of Em and Harley together for 2017. We're going to kick off this R&B Friday with probably my favourite all-time R&B 90s dance track. Harley Breen was on the dance floor dry humping John in sales last night to this at 11.
I love John.
I love John too. Oh, my God.
Oh, mate.
I'm a mess.
And this is the absolute truth. I was at home by 11:30.
So what happened?
I went out with the P&O people. I had a corporate event for P&O.
Corporate.
Yeah. Things got a little bit love boat, cruise ship.
Jeez.
Madness.
Were you with Dave Heasy-Hughes?
Yes. Oh, well, God. He doesn't partake in any...
Settings. No, he just sits at the side and watches people completely destroy themselves, laughs, goes home and gets up fresh in the morning.
Talks about them in the morning.
Correct.
And pushes on.
Yeah.
So I was just like, maybe I'll just pop my head in. I just popped my head in.
To the staff Christmas party. So you're at just one function and one then you function. Thought, on my way back to the hotel.
Yes.
I'll just pop into the Today FM.
I was going past.
Were you?
No. Because between one event and the other, I did have to stop off at three bars. And then when I got to the staff Christmas party, I had a couple of mates with me from the P&O situation. And when we got up to... the front of the establishment.
Where was it? Was it on Oxford Street?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was on Oxford Street. Slide, I think it was.
Cool.
On Oxford Street. Well, the very large security officer at the front just took one look at me and went, "Not tonight, mate." I was like, "Pardon?
I'm today FM's Hallie Breen for one more day at least."
I didn't know what to do. He was like, "Not tonight." I was like, "What's happening in here?" And he goes, "Nah, not tonight." I'm like, "No, but is this the Today FM Christmas party?" He goes, "Not for you, it isn't." I was like, "I am Today FM."
For one more day.
So he goes, "Well, I'll go and get my superior." The superior comes out and she looks at me and goes, "Not tonight, mate." I'm like, pardon? She goes, "Nah, this is a private function. You're not coming in."
What?
I was like, and I was kind of...
Jeez, they ended your contract quickly.
I know. I felt like, well, they have really ripped this out from underneath me.
Yeah.
And I didn't really want to fight it. And then a lovely person from the department of I don't know what and the name of I didn't remember.
So someone you've worked with every day this year.
A very close friend of mine that's from the Today FM family came over and was like, sorry, I'll take care of this, and got me inside. Which was amazing. And then I went inside and there was lots of dancing and that was fun. And then I lost my voice because I was talking on the dance floor. Then the woman and the man, security guard, came up to me about an hour later. I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm such a big fan. I think you're so great." I'm like, "Really? Because an hour ago... you had no idea who I was."
"Not tonight, sir." You thought I was a drunk lumberjack trying to get in.
You had every opportunity to know who I was. All the things were linking together, but no clue whatsoever. So
big
anyway,
billboard with a chicken above you, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was right behind me. They're like, "Well, if you had Horace, I would have let you in." Thanks for bringing it up.
As much you can stand. That's great. Well, this is going to be a fun 3 hours, everyone.
Yes, it is.
Well... it's happening.
Yes.
You know how you'll notice there's been a decrease in the number of sex robot stories I've been able to deliver.
You know what? I did notice that.
Well, too bad it's our last show. I'll tell you right now, sex robots are becoming so common that there is now a new sexuality category.
Mm-hmm.
Digisexuals.
What?
Oh, yeah. Digisexuals. They are the number. They are people who prefer sex with robots, and it is and behavioral scientists are saying that this digisexuals are going to surge. They're going to be huge. You're not bisexual. You're not homosexual. You're not heterosexual. You're a digisexual.
It does sound like an afternoon show on ABC3.
Digisexual.
Digisexual.
There are a lot of people now who solely rely on robots to meet their sexual needs. This is a legit thing. And now, you know, you can
customize.
Yeah,
but it's not right, is it?
Well, let's not judge. You know, you can pick the character type, the nipple color, the body shape, the eye color, the breast size.
Mm.
It's a bit creepy.
It's not normal.
Published in the Journal of Sexual and Relationship Therapy, a new report from ethics researchers says that a lot of digisexuals will now go the rest of their life preferring to have loving relationships with the sex robots rather than actual human people.
Wow. This won't go badly.
I think we should explore the idea of a digisexual. You know what?
I think people are exploring it a lot.
I feel like they're going to want to get married. Maybe they'll have little digi babies, digi dogs.
No, that's not biology. That's not how it works.
I've got to tell you, there's not a lot that doesn't appeal to me about custom making a gang of digi robot, a digi sex robot.
I'm sorry to inform you this, Em, but if you root a robot, you don't get a baby robot. That is not where robot came from.
Didn't you listen to my story 4 weeks ago where a guy said he's going to make digi babies using human DNA and robots? It's coming.
Friend. I genuinely did not listen to that story.
Not a surprise. Yeah, so I just like the idea that now there's LGBTQIS and D now. So enjoy that, everyone.
There's always been D.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? With thanks to Got You, roadside rescue just when you need it. Visit gotyou.com.au.
Oh, yeah.
to you. Roadside rescue, just when you need it, visit gotu.com.au. That's spelled GOTU.com.au.
And thanks very much for coming on board, Got You.
Yes, yes.
It's been a great week with you.
That's right. They've ponied up $1,000 for the best What's a Superior Caller today. And, of course, we're doing Christmas cash, so if you don't win $1,000, you're going to get some money anyway.
That's awesome.
And today's one is so easy, but you have to sing it.
Oh, do you? Oh, yep. That's going to be a problem for me.
No, you are actually not allowed to sing. We're doing today, of course, it's not hard to guess, What's a Superior Christmas Carol.
Yay.
What's a Superior? It's a nice... And thank you, Got You. We're supposed to be doing Awkward. That was our theme for the week, but they've agreed, and they're good, kind-hearted souls, that we can just do Christmas carols.
Although, I did think we would do What's the Superior, What's the Superior.
I know, but we couldn't. Someone quit the show and we had to finish up a week early.
What?
Who?
Who's leaving?
We are not planning next week when we're supposed to be on air.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so 1360. What is the Superior Christmas Carol? What's your go-to? What's the one where you just belt it out merrily?
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin flew away.
Robin laid an egg.
Did he?
That's what it is.
He flew away in my...
Jingle
version.
Bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
What's he laying an egg for?
Because he's a Robin.
That makes sense.
That does make sense. Have I never thought
about
that?
Yeah.
I never thought about him as a bird.
Is that really your favourite one?
No.
Okay.
My favourite one is Rudolph.
The red-nosed reindeer.
Yeah, is it there?
Do you like the high...
Yeah, see, I've got a Gene Autry version, but it doesn't have a hook for us.
So. Oh, that's nice music, isn't it?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
This is lovely.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and
There's a reason I love this too.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yay!
Had a very shiny
That's great.
Nose.
Have you heard the high-five version?
No.
You know the one that goes, Rudolph! Dun, 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 dun.
No.
Rudolph! You would actually really like the high-five version. Yeah.
There's a reason I like Rudolph is because it celebrates the fantasy of Christmas time. I grew up very much with the religion side of Christmas, and so now I'm like, just sing about a reindeer who flies with a shiny nose. Brilliant.
Very good. I'm not going to say my actual favourite because everyone else is going to say it, and I'm actually going to play it as a gem, but it won't be a stretch to figure out what my favourite is.
I know.
I know. My second favourite, though, is the one that I used to just love belting out. It was my one moment to shine at our family Christmas carols, Silent Night. Oh. This is me exactly when I was 10. This is Whitney.
Oh, is that?
Sing it, Whitney.
Gee, she's all right.
God, incredible.
She got some pipes there.
She got some pipes. 131060, you get this. What's a Superior Christmas Carol? We have Christmas cash to give away. We have $1,000 to the best caller with very, very big thanks to Got You Roadside Rescue. Well, you got to sing it to us as well.
Yep.
We'll do it next.
Feeling crappy? We want you to get happy. Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall.
And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn.
Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome.
It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health.
If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy.
Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to Got You Roadside Rescue, just when you need it, visit gotyou.com.au.
The last What's a Superior.
Was that even longer than normal?
For the year, yes. Thank you to Got You Roadside Rescue. Because you get stuck, you don't have to have a membership. Just call them. That is GOTU, the letter U, .com.au. We're doing, for the last one, What's a Superior Christmas Carol?
Perfect.
Here we go. We're going into it. Everyone's going to sing theirs. We
yes.
can't wait. Blair in Oak Flats. Hi, Blair.
Hi.
Okay, hit us.
Last Christmas, I gave you love, but the very next day,
gave it away this year. To save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That was
that was great.
Let's hear the orig. Peace, George Michael.
I can't tell the difference between me those neither. Two versions. It was perfect, Blair.
Thanks, Blair. Bronte. Hello, Bronte.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. Hit us. Go.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh,
jeez, nice. Someone's a star. Very nice. You sound like Bublé.
Better not cry. I am telling you why.
What a song.
Santa Claus is coming.
She was very good. Singing. Yeah. Lovely.
I'd say she was better than that. Bublé.
Me too. Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Are you ready to sing yours? Are you ready to sing yours? Okay, go, babe.
Sure.
Go.
Go, Santa, go. Go, 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 go. Call the reindeer, get ready, and away you go. Go, Santa, go.
I've got to say, it's the first time I'm hearing whatever it is you're singing.
It's the Wiggles.
Really? It's the Wiggles.
Go, Santa, go. Everyone knows this song. Come on. You've got such a long really?
Yeah.
Go, Santa, go. Oh, the Wiggles kill it in the Christmas department.
I am convinced that if you play the Wiggles stuff backwards, there's...
Satanic Bible verses?
Absolutely satanic things happening.
Thanks, Kathleen. Natalie. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, morning.
What do you got?
Hands down, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah, you got to sing it, babe. You know the
rest. Oh, okay, here I go.
Okay, go.
I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Yes.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Yes. Woo! All I want for Christmas. You got $100 Christmas cash, Natalie. In fact, Kathleen, Bronte and Blair, you all have $100 in a Christmas cash. We're going crazy.
Just for calling up.
Yeah, Mazzy. Hey, Mazzy.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Mazzy.
Mazzy, you've been so dedicated to us all year. What you got
and
for us?
And goodbye, Harvey.
Oh, yeah, bye, Mazzy.
Sorry.
What's the Superior Christmas Carol?
This is what I always wanted to sing because I always, normally I go to Salvation Army to feed the homeless people in Redfern after Christmas with my family.
You're the best, Mazzy.
You're the best. So what's the song? Sing it first, Mazzy.
So this is Christmas and what have you done? Thank you. And merry, merry Christmas. And a happy new year. Sorry, I can't sing.
Mazzy, I love you so much.
Oh, so good. Mazzy?
Yes?
You got $1,000.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to help them. Oh, my God. You make all of them. I'm going to buy some tea. Donate to the... Oh, you're making me cry now.
Oh, Mazzy.
Oh, sweetie.
Yeah, because...
Oh, honey.
I took a day off today to register my name to go to Salvation Army.
Oh, honey. Well, bless you.
Because we celebrate Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then I have fed them. I got the Redfern to help feeding the homeless people.
Oh, you've got $1,000 and you might spend it on yourself. You've earned it. You deserve it. You work two jobs.
I have to say, Mazzy, I have genuinely, every morning you call in, I just love it. I love talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
I just think you're the greatest.
Bless you. Mazzy, you're a good egg. We'll speak to you next year. You keep calling in. You won $1,000. And you've also got, you've won $1,100 because
you're
Christmas cash as well.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my
God. Worries. Oh, thanks to everyone who called through. Mazzy, you have a wonderful Christmas,
and
darling.
Can we give her a squatty potty as well?
Everyone gets a squatty potty as well.
Yay!
Hey.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Good morning, Lana.
Good morning. morning.
Hey, Lana. It's the second last time.
Yes.
It is.
I hear that you were meant to go to Bali tomorrow.
Yeah, I was supposed to get married there. Yeah, I was supposed to fly out 2 days ago. Yeah.
To get married, but of course the volcanic ash cloud, you can't do it.
Yeah, mega selfish, hey.
Good reality TV show, though. Volcano ruined my wedding.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say volcano weddings.
Sure,
volcano wedding, though.
Volcano wedding.
Now you're talking.
Explosive. Yeah.
Good. Congratulations. All right, Lana, look, we really want to give this away today.
We would love to. They did give me the letter W to give to you, though, so...
Oh, God. It's almost like they're stacking it so the 8 o'clock hour goes, you know?
Well, nah, that's not going either. I just looked at that.
It's awful. They don't even care about the last day.
You'll be fine, mate.
Look, there's still a chance to win it. All you got to do is answer 10 questions correct in 30 seconds. You've got to take your first answer, and you can only use it once. Your time will start after the first question or the letter. A W.
W, W, W. Okay, okay, okay.
Woo, 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 woo. Okay. Excellent.
Good crowd.
You're great.
Good audience.
Good audience.
You're what we call good crowd. You're a Friday night crowd, not a Tuesday night crowd. That's good. All right.
Here we go. Name something you drink.
Wine.
A music group.
Westlife.
A movie title.
Wally.
An appliance brand.
Westinghouse.
A celebrity.
Winona Ryder.
A fabric.
Wool.
A style of dancing.
Western.
A mammal.
Whale.
A song.
What about us?
A food.
Pass.
Oh, a food.
A food.
A food.
That was your only question.
No, you were...
Wagon wheel.
Watermelon.
Wagon wheel.
Weet-Bix. You got 900, Lana.
What a great soundbite. Wagon wheels. God.
Oh, honey, you had it. You're on the last question. You need to pass. That was it.
I didn't need to pass. Damn it.
Oh,
well. 900's good.
Very good. Very good.
There you go. That'll cover your flights to Bali.
It will. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
No worries, honey. Thank you, Lana. Jeez, that was hectic.
Oh, she was really good.
I know. She was great. This is a great story. You know what? Dads and daughters, it's a wonderful thing. My husband and his two children, last night Scott took Odette to see Sia.
Oh.
And yes, because I was not there. And so it's just they had a daddy-daughter date. They did a little selfie. It was horrible, all chins and stuff. I mean, obviously, well, I don't know how Odette allowed it. The lighting was terrible. It was shot up.
Did Scott dress up?
No. Scott wore shorts and a T-shirt.
Excellent behaviour.
Odie had face crystals on, lipstick, leopard print. She looked amazing. Dads and daughters are a special relationship. And one that often, you know, do I walk in now? Do I knock? You know, sometimes they're walking around in towels and Scott's like, I don't know. Anyway. A young girl by the name of Emily.
Yes.
She went over to her friend's house, and she got a text message from her dad.
Oh yeah.
And the message said, "And no teenager wants this text message. No. When you get home, we need to talk."
Oh.
Okay. And then
what's she done?
Well, she didn't know, and then another message came through, and he wrote, "I found this," including an image of the offending thing he found.
Yeah.
"Why are you wasting money on these purchases? This is disgusting. You shouldn't be doing this. If you have any of these kinds of needs, I suggest you don't leave this stuff lying around." Emily was very confused.
Yeah.
Because the image that he had sent her was of her phone charger.
Right.
And Emily wrote back going, "What?" And then Dad went, "This disgusting toy that vibrates. I'm not that old." And Emily quickly realised that what her dad had found was not a vibrator. It was, in fact, her portable mobile phone charger. And at the bottom, you can see there is a USB plug. I'm looking at it now. It is purple. It's roughly the size of a hand.
Yes.
And semi-phallic. I mean, I think at a stretch.
Sure.
I don't know that you'd be putting that anywhere. And so she wrote back, "Dad," in capital letters, "that's my portable charger. I use that when I'm out of the house to charge my phone." And then Dad...
Photos on Insta.
The photos on Instagram. Thank you, Kieran. And Dad wrote back, "Oh." Sad face emoji.
I love that he's like, "I'm not so old that I don't know what this is." Turns out, you are, Dad.
And then she's like, why were you even going through my stuff anyway? And then he wrote back, I was just trying to find some chapstick.
And also, Dad, there's no need to be shaming somebody over their own personal choices.
I love that. If you have these kinds of needs, don't leave it lying around. Brilliant. Look, can I just, as a word of warning to any father or mother, I don't go into Marcella's room anymore. I think once they're over the age of 15, I'm out.
Yes,
I just shut the door. I don't want to know what is something. You don't need to know everything. Do you know what I mean?
You've done your best up until that point. Now, just get
just
out.
Trust in it. Can you think about, and you especially, the things you were squirreling away from your parents at 16?
Oh, yeah.
17. Like, oh, my God.
I was a committed Christian. Oh, there was closets inside closets.
There was closets inside closets with socks that no mother should be picking up.
Don't touch the socks, Mum. Don't touch the socks.
Why don't they move? Just don't touch them.
Hi, I'm sexologist Dr. Nikki, and my podcast, Sex and Life, is your peek behind the curtains of sex culture. Listen now at Podcast One as I open your eyes to the different ways sex can play a part in your life and relationships. If you're curious about the world of sex, this is the podcast for you. Sex and Life with me, Dr. Nikki, is available at Podcast One. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone. Podcast One.
You may remember the story of the young gentleman who decided in the early hours of the morning that he would like 200 nuggets.
I do. And he set up a Facebook group, didn't he?
No, different guy.
Oh, different nuggets.
That was the guy that was like, hey, do you want to come and get nuggets with me?
Oh, this is different nuggies. Okay.
No, this guy. Now, the person who's written this article at Pedestrian has done a masterful job of the English language.
Okay.
It starts with, a while back, you might have heard the yarn about the bloke who blasted off his balls, attempted to procure an extremely large amount of precious nugs from a Macca's in northern Sydney.
Yes.
Well, he turned up there. He went through the drive-thru and he wanted 200 nuggets. Then he was informed, well, no, you can't because it's the breakfast menu.
I thought,
you can't have 200 nuggets.
Okay.
We're not doing nuggets. He lost his mind.
Fair enough.
When staff told him that was not possible due to nugs not being on the breakfast menu, he responded with the calm and measured sentence, I want my F nuggets. I'm going to F you up.
Okay, fair enough.
He seems like a rational human being.
I don't know about you, but I've been in a situation early in the morning where I've needed 200 nuggets and I'm going to get them, and I understand the vitriol.
Well, so what he then did was four laps of the McDonald's drive-thru.
Amazing.
Normal behaviour. Yes. And then decided that he would get instead 200 hash browns.
Oh, gosh. Four laps,
200 hash browns, which cost him $230.
Is that all?
Not bad, is it?
No, that seems reasonable to me.
That's all right.
What did he
get them? I paid that for 200 hash browns. No, well, the staff had to lock the door, refusing entrance. Well, he has had his day in court. Because the staff...
Jeez, that escalated.
Yes. They took his money, locked the door, called the police. The police turned up, and no surprises, he blew a 0.17.
Whoa.
I was going to ask if he should have been in the car.
There should be a zero there. Yeah. It should be 0.0 something.
Okay.
A 0.17.
Okay, not good. Do not drink and drive, Sydney.
Unsurprisingly, he entered a plea of guilty. For high-range drink driving, the court slapped him with 1 year good behaviour bond and fined him $1,000 and suspended his licence for 9 months. But the greatest court detail is that in court he said, I'm actually a vegan.
So we're going to do...
What are we doing?
The last ever, I'm suggesting. I don't know if Ed Cavalier's on board with this segment. We're going to do the last ever this.
Ah. Spooky music. Yeah. It's crap. It's not true.
Well, something strange in your neighborhood. I won't believe you. Ghost skeptic! When there's something weird and it don't look good, I won't believe you, because I'm a ghost skeptic!
Now, listen. That opener is one of my favourites for two reasons.
131060, we want your ghost stories.
Firstly, that it's a parody of Ghostbusters.
Thank you.
One of the greatest films of all time.
Of all time.
Bill Murray, I love you. Also, it goes very long. And I applaud that. That was done in February when Walter was born and I had the week off. And I came back and they were like, oh, we got this new segment because Em's a ghost skeptic. Yes. And then as it unfolds, it turns out, actually, Em believes in ghosts.
Some ghosts. So,
well, I want officially, where do you stand on the spirit realm?
I am skeptical. Yes. I just think it's too convenient when people say they see ghosts, that the ghosts are always dressed like they're going to that place in Victoria, Sovereign Hill.
Right.
Like they're always in ye olde bonnets. Yeah. Ghosts, why are ghosts always in bonnets, you guys, and puffy sleep dresses and petticoats?
A lot of gold miners died.
So, apparently.
You know.
And so I am skeptical if you say to me, you didn't even know, a complete stranger in ye olde time clothing turns up to your house, I'm going to call crap. If this person, you are related to them, I strongly believe that when people pass on to the next whatever, they can visit and hang around if they have unfinished business. I truly believe that. So I don't know if they're ghosts, more so guiding spirits and lights and perhaps souls yet to be released into the next realm.
What if it's somebody you know and they're in costume?
So what if someone died on Halloween dressed as the oldie-timey ghost?
Yep.
Okay, I'm happy to take it in a case-by-case situation. Case-by-case ghost sightings.
Turns out you're full of crap.
I am not full of crap.
I, however, am a next-level skeptic.
Yeah.
My heart and my mind is open to the possibility of
your
everything.
Mind and heart are shut.
No, they are open. No, life, I will.
Steel trap full of dead bears.
No, I am open to the idea of it. At this point, there is absolutely no scientific evidence to prove the idea.
That is not true.
That is true.
It is not true.
No. Of the spirit realm.
Okay, well, this is what we want to do. 131060, we have tickets to R&B Fridays. R&B Vine Days.
Yep.
Just R&B Vine Days.
R&B Vine Days.
Yeah.
To give away, if you can convince Harley
good
of
luck.
Your ghost story, okay, because there is genuinely only one skeptic involved in ghost skeptics together. 131060, we need the most convincing ghost story you can possibly muster if you want to come with me to the winery to watch Boyz II Men.
And I will be respectful in my not believing.
This is going to go well. We'll take your calls next. We have challenged you, Sydney. Harley is a ghost skeptic.
It was a good song to bring us into that. In denial.
In denial. Yes, indeed. And we have tickets to R&B Fridays, R&B Vine Days, Feb 3, Bimbadjin in the Hunter Valley. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Win two now. If you can convince Harley in our favourite segment.
Spooky music.
Get a coffee, guys.
Crap. It's not true.
You're going to lose.
Going to drop the girls off at school. I'll be back.
I won't believe you. Go skeptic. When there's something weird and I don't look good, I won't believe you because I'm a ghost.
I do.
You do.
I believe in 98% of ghosts.
The person who came up with the segment and did the opener turns out actually believes the whole lot.
I just wanted to make an opener. That was cool. But Holly is legitimately a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you going?
Good, man.
Good. I'll let you tell Holly the story.
Okay, so when I was very little, I used to, if I had a nightmare or I was upset, this old lady used to just appear, like to be sitting on the end of my bed, and she'd just sort of like pat the bed.
Yeah.
And when I was really, when I looked at her, I used to see like she had lots of wrinkles and she was really old. And I used to tell my mum and say, oh, this lady visited me, and mum would go, don't be silly, you're making it up, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
So anyway, one day when I was about a lot older, we were looking through family photographs and I went, oh, that's the lady that sits on my bed, and it was my great-grandmother.
Really?
Yeah, from the photo. And she stayed with me right till I was around about 16. So if I ever had, you know, was upset or anything like that. She would just appear, sit on the end of the bed, just pat the bed, and then just disappear.
Yeah.
Well, that is lovely.
Was she... Well, Harley, you're lost for words, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, right.
I'm trying to be respectful.
I think nannas yes. especially look after their granddaughters. After my grandmother passed away, she left me a beautiful dragonfly diamond brooch.
Yes.
And then after that, dragonflies just started appearing in all the time in weird places, and sometimes when I was upset or sometimes when I wasn't sure about things, dragonflies just started appearing. And
you do
I
live
think,
in the bush.
Shut up. I do live in the bush, but not in an area known for dragonflies. All of a sudden, after Nana Niece went, the dragonflies just started appearing. I think she sent the dragonflies to let me know she was looking out for me. Don't you even say one word now. Don't you even think about...
When you saw the dragonflies, that reminded you of your grandma.
Because he's trying to ruin my dreams. Hello? Are you back? Have you finished trying to shit on the memory of my grandmother?
No, just...
Are you done?
Posing another option.
He's still going. I'm going to stop.
All you told me then was a story about dragonflies. I have seen them.
Sky. Hi, Sky.
Hi, guys.
Hi, mate.
What? Go. What do you got?
Okay, so when I was younger, we had this house next door to us that Mum and Dad always thought was really creepy, and they told us never to go over there, and they thought there was ghosts and stuff there.
Yes.
So as little kids, we decided we'd break through the fence and go next door. It was all bolted up and everything, but all of a sudden one day when we were over there, the front door decided to open, and then it slammed shut.
Yes.
And then the tap outside just turned on randomly. And they had, like, an outdoor toilet, and it flushed. And we were all like, what the hell? We got so scared. We run back to the house. And years later, I decided, I'm going to Google that house. And I found out that the father had actually murdered his whole family in that house.
Well, that is rough.
That is hectic.
Yeah.
So it was legitimately haunted.
Yes.
No, not legitimately.
I mean, the tap turned on without anyone touching the handle.
Well, maybe the washer broke at that exact moment.
Well, what's that got to do with the tap turning on?
Well, then the water would just start coming out because there's nothing to seal it.
The water doesn't just sit there waiting to come because of the washer, does it?
Well, yeah, if
don't
the seal
Don't you turn the
breaks,
tap on and it calls upon...
Yeah, yeah, which opens and shuts.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How does the water get in a tap? Like when
okay.
I twist
do you
it...
Wanna know?
When I twist my tap... Yeah. Who calls upon the water to appear in my sink?
Leprechauns. Leprechauns are all running down the pipes.
Why does the water stop when I turn the tap off? Where does it go?
Well, you're opening and shutting a gate. And it's gravity. It's gravity fed. That's why water towers are always
on
a hill.
True?
They're either on a hill if you're in a flat area, they're up on up high.
Jeez, and nerves just sometimes have these. I'll tell you another one I had, another little thought I had.
Yes.
And I told the guys this and they didn't think it was impressive. If you use... window washer to clean a window.
Yeah.
You then become the window washer.
Yeah.
The window cleaner. If you use window cleaner, I use the wrong words. If you use window cleaner to clean a window, then you are the window cleaner.
It works both ways, to be fair.
That is some next level shit. Come on.
Is it?
Sky. Hey, Sky.
Oh, we've done Sky.
No, we've done Sky.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we
have. Are we done?
We had Ruth, but
where'd
she's
Ruth
out.
Go?
Out.
Oh, Ruth.
She got scared.
Dropped out.
Look, good on you and your stories and the things that you believe in.
Nah, don't worry about getting Ruth back, Maxie. I went on then. Doesn't matter. I'm not listening to you because you're a skeptic.
Yes.
Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Want to come drink wine with me at Bimbadjan in the Hunter Valley?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
you can bring your grandma as well.
You're coming to R&B Friday, Prevents R&B of Vine Days. I'll see you there, Joey.
Lovely, thank you. Yep, we'll get right away.
We will. Joey's 60, by the way. She is cracking.
She's excellent.
She loves Boys to Men.
Just so you know, Em, I have a story that I have been sitting on that I need to tell you.
What?
I'm so excited. No, it's coming up next. That's a hook. It just on the sheet says it's about P&O, but it is. I just need to tell you about a person I met.
Okay, that's
no one famous.
Oh.
Now, so I'm going to make some big calls here, but I'm standing by it.
Okay.
Yesterday, as you know, I had to do what we in the industry call a corporate gig for the company P&O Cruises.
Yeah, with Dave Husey-Hughes.
With Dave Husey-Hughes and Claire Hooper. Yeah. We were announcing a, and I just, I'm not getting paid for this, but I just realised I probably should be because I'm giving a big old plug for free. They're doing a big comedy festival on the sea.
Amazing.
Next June sometime, I probably should know those details. They're doing that. That's what we're there to announce. Okay. And I was happy to be involved. It was wonderful. They had some members of the press there. We did a little gig on the boat. It's not a boat. It's a ship. Anyway, then I met their president, and I haven't been that flustered in real life with the sight of a human being ever. He is next level ridiculously handsome.
What do you mean?
Just
what's his name?
When he
start Googling.
I'm Google imaging him. What's
Stura
his name?
Stura is his name. What? Stura.
S-T-U-R-A?
Yes, Stura.
What's
Stura,
his name?
President, P&O. And just have a look. And those photos, by the way, do not do this man justice. He is... So I was... As he was approaching the ship, his ship, by the way... I was told out of his earshot, oh, that's the president. And I said, what, of the world? That guy is ridiculous.
I can't find an image because someone's
I'll send you a
image?
Picture. Just listen to the story. Okay. He was. I got so flustered by him that I called Hannah about an hour later and I couldn't stop talking about him to her. And I said, I'm about to have a nap and I'm worried that all I'm going to do is dream about Stura. Was so handsome. And here's the best way I can describe him to you. He's a mashup of Chris Hemsworth and George Clooney.
Oh, my God. Someone get me a photo.
I'm sending it to you now.
He's the perfect combination of man. He's got a chiseled jaw. He's got salt and pepper hair. And he went on stage just before me. I was hosting the event.
Oh, my God.
He went on stage just before me. And I get nervous at work. This is what
I do. Everyone's behind you. Amy Goggins, Lindsay, everyone, get on this. Get me a photo of this hot man.
Come around.
It's happening.
You can see it right now.
Okay, hurry up.
I've emailed it to you.
Have you got it? Okay, Ben's emailed it to me.
You're getting flustered just at the idea of him.
Well, I'm looking for a ship to do my third show on.
Oh, mate. You will have to prepare.
Oh, my God, because I totally need a ship.
You're in his presence because I couldn't talk right. I had to walk on stage.
Okay, I've got it. Yeah?
Yeah?
I got it. Oh, my God. He looks like a Gillette model.
Now, I want
to... How tall is he?
As tall as me, 6'4".
Oh, my God.
That's a good
so
image, okay?
Handsome.
Yeah, yeah, sure, that image. But then he just glides into a room. He takes you by the hand and you feel so comfortable and nurtured.
It's a Patrick Dempsey, Chris Hemsworth in
this
40s mashup.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Dude, Stuart, legit, I'm looking for a third venue because I sold out the first two in Sydney and we can't find an available one. I'd love a ship, doll.
So I walked on stage after him and I looked at the audience of industry and media and I just went, what is going on with that man?
Oh, good. Did everyone understand?
And they all immediately laughed with relief of thank you for referencing that. And I said, I looked at him and I said, I've been trying to figure out your accent. Is that Asgardian? Are you Odin?
Yes.
I think he's actually
Asgardian,
an actual demigod.
Well, you know what? Just generally well done on being handsome and successful.
So good. Turns out Norwegian, he's an actual Viking.
Who's a Viking?
He's an actual Viking.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy for you.
That was for free, P&O.
I need a ship, guys, seriously.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Welcome to the last Alpha Bucks, Yasmin.
Hi, how are you? Last one.
Last one for the year.
Definitely the last one,
mate. No pressure.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I'm going to pass you over straight away to Quizmaster Harley.
G'day, Yasmin. Your letter
Hello,
today.
Harley.
Hey, mate. Your letter is T.
T.
T, which can be T or T.
Okay.
I wish you absolutely all the best.
Oh, thank you.
What a way to finish if we could give you $10,000.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Well, the way to do that is to get all 10 right in 30 seconds. We're going to take your first answer. You can only use it once. And your time will start after this first question.
Okay.
All right. For the letter T, name a mode of transport.
Train.
A shape.
Triangle.
An electrical item.
Toaster.
A flower.
Tulip.
A muscle.
Tricep.
A dessert.
Tiramisu.
An island.
Pass.
An Australian athlete.
Pass.
A phone app.
Trivia.
A biscuit.
Simpson.
An island.
An island. Tahiti.
An Australian athlete.
Whoa. An Australian
Done. Who's helping you in the background? Who's helping you in the background, Yazzie? Who's there with you? Who's with you?
Who's with me?
Yeah.
I'm actually a teacher, and I had Oh God.
Are you at school?
In the middle of a staff room.
You won $700, Yasmin.
$700.
And doesn't she also get $100 cash for being in college?
Yeah. Yep. That's so that's $800 total.
$800. Oh, yep. Thank you.
Christmas cash, making it rain.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's the whole staff room. I love it. That's
yes.
so great.
Oh, gosh. That was really tricky.
Well done, Yaz, and well done to the staff room of the school you teach at as well.
Thank you, staff room. They've congratulated us too. Yeah. Thank you.
I can hear, like, tricep.
Oh, sorry. Tahiti. I put everyone in my ear.
No, I love it. It was great. Perfect.
This is the first time I've ever done it. Our staff room does it every morning. And this is the first time I've got in here early enough.
We're hearing that we are big in schools, which we are both very
wow,
happy
you're
with.
Huge. It's good for
to be honest
community.
With you, I'm concerned about that.
Nah, it's good. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone. That was great.
Thank you.
131060, when has someone bagged you to your face not knowing it was you?
Right.
Before you
get into it, I remember I met a girl last night who was like, oh, I love the show. Why don't I hear the other guys who are in the show? I went, what? She goes, Ross and Arno. Who are they? I'm like, what do you mean, who's that? She thought the show was M, Ross and Arno with Harley Breen.
Wow. Okay, great. Was that at our staff Christmas party?
No,
is that concerning?
Yeah, it was. That would be concerning. No, it was not.
So yesterday I went to pick up something that had been given to me by a company, and I'm very grateful to them. Anyway, I went to a store to get it, and I walked in and there was a lady behind the counter.
Yeah.
And she said to me, oh, they told me you work in radio. And I said, yeah. She goes, oh, what channel? And I said, oh, Today FM. And she goes, oh, yeah, what, when? And I go, oh, I'm on in the mornings. She goes, oh, I'm not up then. She goes, oh, God, I'm glad you're not that girl that comes on after Hamish and Andy, because she has the most, she should be taken out to a paddock and shot, quite frankly. And I'm standing in front of her, and in my mind I'm going, who comes on after Hamish and Andy? 7 till 8 nationally, the replay of the breakfast show. It's me. The person she was referring to, she didn't realise, she thought she was in the clear when I said I was on breakfast. But we are replayed in Sydney.
The worst.
We are replayed around the country at 7 o'clock, straight after Hamish and Andy.
She did not know? Did you inform her?
No, I wanted to vomit. I'm shaking now talking about it. I understand that I have an annoying voice sometimes. I know I yell and get a bit excited, which I'm going to work on for next year. I'm going to work really hard to not be so loud.
Yeah.
But to have your worst fears about yourself
right.
said to your face by a complete stranger. She said, that's the reason I stopped listening to the show, stopped listening to the station at night because of that girl and her voice. And I just think, do I have to be taken out to a paddock and shot, though?
No, I don't think that's a response. I think there's a problem there. If you don't like someone's voice, you don't fix it by shooting them.
Don't you think there's a few steps in between someone having an annoying voice to taking them to a paddock and shooting them? And so it was so awkward, and I'm looking at her, and I'm shaking, and then she goes, can you just write your name here for the warranty?
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, I am not writing M. Rossiano. There is no way.
Rossiano.
I'm like, oh, no, I should have written. So I just wrote like a fake name on the sheet. And I just took it off her. And I was trying really hard to have a really low-key voice too. Like I didn't want to give away that I was that annoying person she hated. And so she's like, okay, thanks. And I'm like, thank you very much. And then I got in the car and just sat there and cried.
Of course
I don't know what it is. No, but I'm I get so many nice things said to me. I get literally hundreds, if not thousands, of emails of messages a week of women and men saying, we love your show. Thank you so much. You and Holly are great. Why is it that one random person's opinion of me dictates my entire day? My whole day was coloured by this and ruined by it. Why can't I take on board all the positive things and have that be my armour to the one horrible thing? Why?
Well, it's the same when you perform, right? You're on stage, you would have this situation happen, and you're looking out a sea of people having the best night ever. They're loving it, they love you, they're laughing, and then you just eyeball the one person with their arms crossed. Sour face. Don't
want to
be
there. Them over.
And that's the only thing you can focus on for the rest of the gig. You just perform to them.
So true. You're just trying to win that guy
that
over
person.
With the crossed arms. I know.
And what I've started to do in my career is go, screw that guy. I got his money. Screw that guy. Don't care.
It's okay. And I'm sorry if I'm being loud and annoying, Sydney, and I'm going to work on it for next year. And then I start thinking, maybe that's why our ratings are so low. It's my voice.
Nah.
I'm going to need to change my voice. Oh, okay.
Everyone's voice is annoying to someone.
131060. Have you had this happen where someone has bagged you outright to your face, not realizing it was you? Brooke in Penrith has. Brookie, hi, Brooke.
Hi, how are you going?
What happened?
Hi, mate.
I used to manage a restaurant and I left for about a year just to do other things. And I came back and before I even got to introduce myself, a guy was like, you look strangely familiar, like someone who used to work here. And I was like, oh, yeah, who? And he was like, oh, this old manager, she's really loud, obnoxious. She thought she was hilarious. And she danced really odd. And I was like, oh, yeah, like what was her name? And then he was like, Brooke. And I just pulled out my name badge and I was like... And nice to meet you too. Thank you.
Oh, the worst. How did he remember so much detail about you,
but not what you look like? Oh, Brookie.
Yeah. I just was like, okay.
But, Brookie, did you do what I did and just then became really paranoid about the things he said to you?
No, I just was a lot louder that whole day.
You're a good girl. And we're talking... an awkward situation when someone bags you to your face, not quite realizing you're the person they're talking about.
Do you know what Jay Leno does after a gig? He goes off stage and goes straight to a cubicle in the public toilet area and sits there and listens to what everyone says about him in the toilets.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That'd be okay. Actually, I wouldn't mind doing that after my show because most of it's amazingly kind women who have had 50 Chardonnays.
I wouldn't recommend it, though. Don't go in there. Because if people don't know you're in there, it's happened to me. It's the worst. I've been in the toilet, and luckily they were saying nice things, but they didn't realise I was in the
room.
You were
there, yeah.
And I'm trying to make noise so that they go, there's someone else in here. And then I walked out and they're like, Oh, hey.
Yeah. I went into a shop yesterday to pick something up and the lady was just making sure that I wasn't the very annoying woman with the terrible voice who sounds like she should be taken out to a paddock and shot that came on after Hamish and Andy. Turns out I am. I didn't tell her at the time, but it ruined my day. That's okay. I'm fine. I didn't lay awake recording my voice and listening it back. That's fine.
Normal
I'm good.
Baby.
I'm totally fine. Has this happened to you, Sam?
Yes. Good morning, guys.
What happened, Sammy?
Well, I was at a wedding not long ago, and I was speaking to this woman who clearly didn't recognise me. I used to be a hairdresser. And I'm like, oh, you don't remember me, do you? And she's like, oh, she was pretty intoxicated. She'd been having a great night. And she's like, no, I don't. I'm like, I used to be your hairdresser. She goes, oh, my God, Sam. Oh, honey, you look amazing. You used to look awful. Oh, you looked horrible. You just looked thick and tired and just, but you look amazing now. I can't believe it's you. And I was just listening rather blankly and just thinking, oh my God, I'm not really sure what to say.
You know what I think, Sam? I think she bagged it to your face knowing exactly who you were.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's worse.
I think it's even worse. I think she's just an awful person. I don't think there's any cover there. Emily, hey, Em.
Hey, how you going?
What happened?
So I had a new boyfriend. He invited me to a big party that I'd never met anyone before. I went with a friend intentionally and I was like, oh, we'll go together first because he had to work late. Okay. We turned up to the birthday party. We were standing with a group of friends that I'd never met before in my life. They never knew me. I never knew them. Anyways, one of the girls starts talking about the, like, my new boyfriend's friends were like, oh, yeah, so Matt's bringing a new, like, slut of a girlfriend. Like, she's really ugly. Like, she's really this, she's really that. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, this is a bit awkward because that's me. And they were just like, their faces dropped and my face dropped. I was like, I don't know what to say right now. Like, see ya.
Good on you for calling him out, though.
Still with the guy?
No, no, you know what? I'm in a better relationship now and I'm very thankful for it.
With better friends too, yeah. Hopefully.
Yes, that's
Emily.
It, that's it.
Oh, my God. I mean, good on him. I don't know if I could go back. I would call her out even again. I just wanted to leave so badly.
Yeah.
I think part of me would like to have had some sassy comeback, but...
Oh yeah, we all have those moments when we're out of the situation.
We should go back, yeah, but in it, I just wanted it to end.
Social fantasies, where we just sit there going, oh, I could have done
that. Holly, what happened?
Well, I work in pharmacy, and I was serving a lady, was being served next to me, and she was asking the most ridiculous questions, and then I thought she walked away. So I went to the pharmacist and I mocked her. I said exactly what she said, exactly how she said it, and then she came back around the corner and, oh, my gosh, I could have died.
Oh, Holly. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, you just, again, you just bagged her in front of her, but I love that story. Yeah. Oh, well.
I didn't even
know. No. Well, Holly, you've won. Oh, I don't know what to say to that. You're just the woman that I got the thing off. You got $100 Christmas cash for being an arsehole. Well done, doll.
Good job.
Imagine winning $20,000 a month for the next 20 years. You can grab your set for life entry now. They're giving out the $100.
They are. Thank you very much, guys. And everyone else who got on then, you get $100 cash. And I'm going to spend the next 6 weeks off air working on my voice.
Nah.
That's fine.
Stay the same. Don't change.
No, that's fine. Thanks, Ben. Now, obviously, we're in December, Hulls.
Yeah.
So we're officially talking about Christmas. And there's a great Christmas card that's kind of gone viral. Well, you know how people have their family photos taken, the group shot?
Yeah.
They do that. Sometimes you've got ugly jumpers, ugly sweaters. Well, this family, I want you to imagine there's three couples and then one person on the end. And the first couple is the grandparents saying, excited. They've got a sign saying, excited.
Yep.
And then the couple next to them, the sign says, engaged.
Oh, great.
And then the sign of the couple next to them, they're all in the same family.
Yeah.
Expecting. So she's pregnant. So they're all sisters. There's mum, one sister's engaged, one sister's expecting, and then the last sister, the sign just says, Emily.
That's all she's got is her own name.
That's all she's got. And it's brilliant. And then it does lead you to believe Christmas, nothing reminds you that you're single and alone more than a holiday.
Yes. And then they'll play bloody Love Actually on the television.
So true.
Single people are at home on the couch going, oh, good, rub it in.
Yeah. And we just thought, you know what, we've got all this Christmas cash to give away. The photo's up on our Instagram now of the image. Hallie, you'll be able to look at
that. Yes.
And we just thought we'd give some Christmas cash away to the sad singles out there in Sydney. We should have done a Sydney sad singles party.
Oh, yes.
How sad is your Christmas going to be on your own because you're a single person? Heidi. Oh, doll. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Is it tragic?
It is the most saddest part of the year.
What are you going to be doing on Christmas?
Well, I'll be going up to Foster to see my mum and dad, and then my married sister will be coming, and then my sister with her two kids.
And just you, mate.
And are you are you just putting up the tree by yourself, doll?
Well, with the cash handing out, I'd love to buy a tree and put one up. And be like, yeah, I'm going to try to be happy this year for you guys.
All right, you got $100 to buy yourself a tree, Heidi.
Yeah, buy a tree, mate.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Happy Christmas, honey. Alice. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Are you going to be single and sad this Christmas?
I am absolutely going to be single and sad. I don't even have a friend with benefits.
Well, you can have $100. There you go. I don't know what you go buy yourself.
I'm driving to Adelaide. That's how tragic I am. I'm going to drive to Adelaide.
Alice?
Yes.
Go buy yourself a decent friend that plugs in, all right? Hey, Millie. Hey,
how you
Millie.
Doing?
Good. What are you going to be doing this Christmas?
probably just hanging with my cat.
Yes.
Oh. Everyone in the family sends photos of their kids and I just send them photos of my cat.
Yes. It's been a big year. We've had a lot of fun things happen. And our team have very kindly, Harles, put together a montage. It will be confusing if you're new to the show.
That's right. Maybe if you've just happened to jump into a cab and Today FM's on, well, g'day. Welcome to the crazy train.
Yeah.
This montage might not make much sense.
No. Look, Harley is leaving us today. I'll be back Jan 15 with a new co-host in Ed Cavalier. Harley will drop in when he's got things to plug.
Absolutely. When I got to sell stuff. In the meantime, harleybreen.com. Anyway.
Here it is.
This is
the Emerciano Radio Show
with Harley Breen.
Now?
Yes. Yeah!
Yeah. Good morning, Sydney. It's
Holy
our first
mackerel.
Show.
It oh. is. Day one. Chickens! It's the chickens!
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Hush your hole.
You shut your mouth.
You lock that down. How dare you? How very dare you?
It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi Chat Yo. It's Mimi Chat Yo.
Oh, my God!
I'm pretty sure I'm going to get your name right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Ed Sheeran. How you doing, buddy?
I was told one of you might swear.
True. I'm so sorry, I haven't drawn my eyebrows on. I'm not wearing a bra. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh, those two should totally get together.
Imagine if they wrote a speech.
Oh, what an explosion of idiot joy.
My youngest daughter, Odie, has been...
a sparkly idiot.
She is. I said to her, well, what do you do to not feel like you're going to explode from frustration? And without missing a beat, she said, I scream very loudly into a pillow till I lose my voice.
I can't believe we've got to do this shampoo stupid thing again. And then I look out in the front yard and my child is standing out in the front yard with a chicken on his head.
My daughter texted me yesterday in a panic and she said, Mum, the year 10 formal is in 3 weeks.
Oh, my God, this is Mummy's time to shine.
Oh, my God!
Poo, chat, poo, 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 poo.
I am a human feces. The sewage has exploded.
Not only are we doggers, we're meteorologists.
We're everything.
Don't you want me, baby?
Chickens!
Don't you want me?
Miranda Devine, I am not up at 4 a.m. to make a political point. God, I need a coffee so bad.
I want a coffee. Have we organised what we're talking about now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Send a coffee.
My darling Pink.
Hi.
It's Em. This is an honour. There's a lot of pressure on me because there's a lot of lesbians who follow me that love me.
Okay.
The thought of us together was just too much for them to bear.
Their head exploded.
Like, right now, their vaginas are on fire and they don't know why.
You're awesome.
No, you're awesome.
We have 12 weeks off a year.
Yeah, we work really hard. I have to get up and talk.
I'm so tired, man. I work from 6 till 9. I'm a mum.
Okay, ladies, let's talk Queen Beyonce. Because she slacks, because I slack.
I want to feel my love inside you. And no.
How does that work?
Oh, yeah.
Over and over and over again.
It's just a bug, mate.
Oh, yeah, that's noise.
Told you. Everyone should have a go. They're delicious.
It's like the soul's escaped into my mouth.
Because the way I see facts are, they're conversation starters.
Oh, so just a guide.
Just make them up.
They're just, I think.
Well,
I
I'm not like... operating on someone's brain, am I? Although, did you know you can do that?
I won't believe you, because I'm a ghost skeptic.
Can I make a confession?
Oh, God, now what are you believing? All of it?
Really believe in ghosts.
You're not even tiny bit skeptic. You're actually.
I've been lying because I just wanted to make the opener.
I don't believe in no ghosts. Yeah.
Whack a filter on, bitch.
You know what else I love? How you're able to keep your voice very calm. I need to learn that from Tina Arena.
I just got to calm down. I'm really highly strung. I just hide it well.
Now, you know, there is one particular topic I'm very passionate about.
Glitter.
Sex robots.
Yep.
And we just thought of an opener we could do.
I want a sex robot.
Bang, and there we did it.
Yeah. Oh, why are we on radio?
Oh, who knows?
I don't know. When are they going to realise that we are frauds?
Oh, we are laughing, don't we, Amelia?
Oh, it's never stopped. If I'm not laughing, I'm crying.
Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah.
The Emerciano Radio Show. With Harley Breen.
With someone else.
With Ed Cavalli. Harley Breen, thank you so much for coming on this crazy ride with me.
Emilio Rossiano, thank you.
Oh,
I love it.
You agreed to co-host with me knowing full well it was going to be bloody tough for the hours, and you didn't last, but that's all right. I got a year.
I got a year out of it. Thank you very much for having me all involved.
We should thank the entire team. Jace Allen, our boss. Jace, you want to say a few words? Oh, no, he's not here. He's at a winery.
Chase is off.
We want to thank Kim Krosnick, our executive producer, Sarah Grinsberg, our senior producer, Max Korsdorfen. We got Brody, we got Kieran, we got MDV, we got Mitch, we got Ben Wesley pressing the buttons, we got Lukey pressing the buttons, Sarah Goggins.
So many button pushes.
Thanks, Goggs, for reading our news all year. And it's been, and to all of the Today FM, all of the staff standing out front of the window there, it's been a tough year of ups and downs. Hey, guys. But next year we'll be back fighting. We're not going to give up. We will take down who we need to take down. I won't say the name. Harley, I'm going to miss you terribly.
Thank you, mate.
Please pop in. Do you want to say a few words?
I will pop in, and I wish you all the best of luck with next year. This show deserves to be a success, and I'm sure it will. And I also want to say thank you to my partner, Hannah. Yeah. I think it's forgotten in this job that it takes a lot of people in your personal life to get you through it as well. And so a shout out to my boys and my girl. And thank you very much for the experience. I'm off into the night.
Oh, thanks, Harley Breen. No, well, yes. HarleyBreen.com. He is on tour. Go get your tickets. And if we could unleash the confetti.
That was hectic.
Well done, everyone.